Real families, real farms, real food. Welcome to Arizona Agriculture Connection with Maricopa County Farm Bureau. My name is Nicole Clements, Executive Director, and I'll be your host. Maricopa County Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture in a community that thrives on the dichotomy of urban and rural agriculture operations. This podcast is a home for farmers, ranchers, food lovers, prospective agriculturalists, and those looking to connect the food on their plate with the farm that it came from. As we take an inside look at agriculture in Arizona, we will delve into topics like ag technology, policy, food preparation, and everything in between. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform with new episodes every Wednesday. Arizona Agriculture Connection is hosted by Maricopa County Farm Bureau and sponsored by Paloma Ready Mix and Materials, a proud supporter of agriculture and our communities. Be sure to subscribe and share your favorite episodes with your friends. For more interactions, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Maricopa County FB. Now let's discover some Arizona agriculture. Welcome back, Arizona Aggies, to another AgriPort edition of Arizona Agriculture Connection. What a way to kick off January. We spent last week in Anaheim, California, where the farmers took over Disney for the American Farm Bureau annual convention. And while we were gone, the second regular session of Arizona's 57th legislature kicked off on Monday, January 12th, and all sides came ready to work. Republicans hold a majority in both the House and the Senate, and Governor Katie Hobbs began the final year for her term for office. We can expect significant differing opinions on solutions to Arizona's big-ticket items like taxes, water, and the budget. Her focus is affordability for all Arizonans, stating that she will sign tax cuts bill if and when it makes it to her desk. Though when SB 1106 and HB 2153 made it to her desk, it was promptly vetoed. We're off to the races already because alongside those two bills, there are a total of 1,212 bills introduced across both chambers this session so far. We will keep you updated on those that rise to the top of those 1,200, as both sides of the aisle are continuing to focus on solutions for affordability and water for the future of Arizona. On opening day, Governor Hobbs gave her State of the State address to the joint session with an emphasis on affordability, public education, and water security. The big news on the waterfront is that ADWR Director Tom Bashotsky has officially designated the Venegas Plain Groundwater Basin as the state's 8th active management area. Along with water management, Governor Hobbs has released the executive budget proposal, which includes a general fund spending of over $17 billion for the fiscal year of 2027, which is an increase over $1 billion from fiscal year 2026. Along with water management, Governor Hobbs has released the executive budget proposal, which includes general fund spending of over $17 billion for the fiscal year 2027, which is an increase of over $1 billion from fiscal year 26. Major allocations of those funds include $8.4 billion for the Department of Education, $3.1 billion for the Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System, and $508.3 million for the Department of Child Safety. The governor also honored the Arizona Department of Agriculture's request for $495,000 in funding for IT infrastructure. Stay tuned as we dive deeper into the budget proposal to provide a clearer picture for its impacts to Arizona agriculture. In more Arizona news, Maricopa County Superior Court vacated the Hualapai Valley INA. The ruling focuses on the Arizona Administrative Procedure Act rulemaking, voiding the order. ADWR's response is that the appellants lack standing. The order has substantial evidence and is not rulemaking. In more exciting agriculture news, the Arizona Farm Service Agency's State Committee has been appointed by the Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins. Members of this committee are responsible for oversight of farm programs and county committee operations, resolving program delivery appeals from the agriculture community, maintaining cooperative relations with industry stakeholders, and keeping producers informed about current FSA programs. We are very excited to announce that Maricopa County Farm Bureau member and significant advocate Stephen Bales Jr. is set to serve as the chair of the committee. Congratulations, Stephen. Also serving on this committee are Dan Bell, rancher from Nogales, Cassie England, cotton, alfalfa, and small grains farmer from Marana, Cecil Pratt, diversified crop farmer from Welton, and Becky Ross, rancher from Sedona, but with some ties to Maricopa County dairies. Congratulations to all members of the committee for serving on this Farmers First endeavor. In national news, American Farm Bureau is calling on Congress for quick action on economic assistance to stabilize the farm economy. The effects of this problem ripple their way through rural communities, affecting many more than just the farmers. American Farm Bureau is urging Congress to pass a solution that provides immediate economic assistance for field and specialty crop farmers, stabilize the farm economy, strengthen domestic demand for U.S. agricultural commodities, and protect rural communities to ensure a reliable, secure American food supply. To take action and share your message, visit our website. That's a wrap on the first week of this round of legislative session. Stay tuned for more updates, and remember, Farm Bureau has a place for you. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Farm Bureau has a place for you. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends on socials. You can also visit our website, MaricopaCountyFB.org, for more information and to submit a topic you want to learn about. Remember to tune in every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts. A huge thank you to Paloma Ready Mix and Materials for supporting our agriculture producers and this podcast. Maricopa County Farm Bureau, bringing you the stories of real families, real farms, and real food. I'm Nicole Clements, signing off. Catch you next week.